Memorial Monday, honoring the soldiers, far too many gone. Moment of silence, raising up the banner for the battles won. Oh yeah, baby, that's how we roll. Oh yeah, baby, it's in our soul. Come on, celebrate the good times, kick off your shoes. Come on, let's have a good time, try and true. Come on, celebrate the good times, ain't got the blues. Stand up, we salute the red, white and blue. Blankets, head into the fireworks, great way to end the day. Thank you, founding fathers, proud to wear the t-shirt. We love the USA. Oh yeah, baby, that's how we roll. Oh yeah, baby, it's in our soul. Come on, celebrate the good times, kick off your shoes. Come on, let's have a good time, try and true. Come on, celebrate the good times, ain't got the blues. Stand up, we salute the red, white and blue.
Welcome into What the Music. You just heard the song Red, White, and Blue by my next guest, who I will be speaking to. I will be going live on Instagram with the Vignettes very soon. So for more information, log on to thevignettes.com, and I'll have a bunch of links to go check them out. They're a really, really cool band, and hopefully this is going to diversify your palette in music. But before we get into that, I have one more song I'm going to play for them before we speak with Tracy and Fabrice from the band. This is the song DRS. If that sounds familiar, that is a Formula One reference, maybe, perhaps. So if you're into Formula One, that should ring a bell. This song is all about overcoming obstacles that can lead to personal growth, viewing obstacles as opportunities, not as hindrances. As I'm sure every time I do an Instagram live, there's a lot of obstacles that happen with technology. But before we get into that, this is DRS.
G-forces activate. Ultrasofts are blistering. Ain't gonna hit the brakes. Aerodynamics. Navigate through life chicane. Maintain pole position. Even in the pouring rain. No, no wind resistance. No safety car slowing you down. Take another lap around. Drive, drive if you wanna be the best. So get in the zone. Go.
next band that we will be welcoming in, which we're waiting for, is the Vignettes. And I'm really excited for you guys to check them out. They do, Gypsy Billy? And they have a new album out. What is it? It is Red, White, and Blue Gypsy Volume 4. Gypsy Billy Volume 4. So we're just waiting on them to come in, and we will then talk to them. There they are, right there, and we will get a hold of them in just 1 second. Can't wait to talk to them, and let's get connected as we are waiting to connect with them. For more information, make sure to log on to their website, thevignettes.com. I'll have all the links on Enter the Shell for that, as I am now connected with them. How's it going, guys?
Hey!
Hey, what's happening?
Nice to meet you, Albert.
Yeah. Your camera is facing your window. It looks like a beautiful, interesting day. Okay. No. I'm enjoying the foliage.
There we go.
Yeah, no worries. I'm enjoying the foliage, though. Looks like I know you guys are here in Los Angeles, so it does look like the marine layer is still coming in, but as we all know, that's really the smoke from the fires. So
It's been kind of orange, you know, the past like week. It's got that orange hue, and it's very, very Blade Runner and creepy. I don't like it.
No, but isn't this kind of what you guys are about, putting yourselves outside of the normal constrictions?
I would say so, for sure.
So shouldn't it be helping you? I don't know. But is that, I know that's somewhat of the way you guys do things. You try to normalize being outside of the normal. Can you explain a little bit more about that? And how do you really embrace those experiences? Is it tough to embrace those experiences?
Well, I don't think the embracing part is tough to do as far as our creation, but we come from respectively different backgrounds, culturally and musically, myself from jazz and country from my childhood. And Fabrice can tell you about his background, but when we came together, we wanted to do something different. And we just embraced combining and this cross-pollination of us as people culturally and musically. And, you know, we just have never really looked back since we created it.
Yeah, I come from rock, the background of rockabilly and gypsy music. And so, yeah, like she said, it was a natural movement and natural solution for us to just take what's in front of us, which is our background, and see if musically it works together. If country with rockabilly, with gypsy and jazz is those four elements, would work musically. We were not sure at the beginning.
No, and it was really hard.
Absolutely, we had no clue, if you will. But we said, let's sit down, let's study the harmony, let's study the scale, let's study the background of each music. And we went to ethnologically to find out the background and see how it works. And then we figured out that there was some crossing between each style. And some people do that already. We're not the first one to do that. But what happened is that we somehow found a name to it. Mm-hmm. Gypsy and Billy, which Gypsy is mainly the Gypsy community, which is related to
freedom.
Family, yeah. Culture. You know, the Gypsies are very cultural.
And they really pretty much live in the moment.
Yes.
As well.
And then Billy in Appalachian means people, person. So it's Gypsies, two kind of people. Gypsy and Billy, but it both means people and people. And so
music this, of the people.
This is what happened to us. And then the other part is that we met Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, Grammy. I love how nonchalantly. Oh, and then we just met Quincy Jones. How does that happen?
I wish we were good friends with him, but we just happened to meet him at a Grammy member event, and we wanted to ask him one question. It was a brief encounter and brief discussion, but we wanted to ask him one question, which was where he thought the future of music was headed. And this was this was several years ago before we even fully embraced and solidified our concept. And his answer was simple. He said, barriers are going to be coming down. There's going to be across genres and, you know, a lot of blending. We were just like, that was like the stamp of approval that we needed to hear in order to take this vision and make it happen. And we worked to try to get things to blend so not one thing is more dominant than the other. But I think that always kind of happens anyway, don't you think? You know, but we tried to really meld and smooth things out. It's sort of like chefs who create fusion cuisine. It's that type of thing where it's really smooth, but you can see the influences. And I think that was our goal. We're both into food too, by the way.
Who isn't, you know? But, you know, you bring up a very interesting topic that I'm not sure many people are aware. You guys do vote for the recording music and for the Grammys. Two things about that. One, how did that happen? And two, when you do vote, what are you looking for? Because, I mean, I'm sure like the Taylor Swifts out there and, you know, the Deftones and stuff like that all have a huge following and huge influence. Do you vote for them because of that? Or do you really separate that and can look at them musically and say, yes, this is good? Not because of who they are, but because of what they have accomplished and what they have done with musically.
Let me take the first question, which is how that happened, and then she'll answer how we proceed concerning voting and how we get influence or not influence. How it happened is very simple. Many times we were in front of the Grammys on the TV.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties, but not to worry. We will get back with them in 1 second. As always, technical difficulties are part of life, and it's just how we roll and how we deal with them. We will momentarily get back with them as we are discussing just how they were able to vote and be a part of the recording music industry and the Grammys, and then later we'll hear about just what it takes for them to vote. I know when I, not that I vote, but for the Grammys or anything like that, but I really try to look at all the categories and, you know, I do my best to listen to all the music that's out there that's nominated or in the running, just so I can get a good example of what to do. Because, I mean, a lot of people have a lot of notoriety and stuff like that, so it's very easy to just, you know, check a box and be like, well, I know them, so let's do that. We're still waiting on them as I'm looking right now into where they are at. But they will be with us momentarily. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching this experience right here on Enter the Shell's Instagram Live. For more information, please log on to entertheshell.com. There you can hear all my interviews and a bunch of music from all the artists that I work with currently. I do have a new show, Photo with Photo Ops, that is out. That was a phone interview, so I was unable to do it on Instagram Live, but they were able to phone in and, you know, we were able to talk. So that was a really very cool show, so make sure to log on to entertheshell.com for that. I also have a few more music, What the Music volumes out, which I can't wait for you to hear. It's all the submissions that are sent to me. So I get a lot of submissions, as you know, from a bunch of bands that want me to interview them. And sometimes I just want to play their music. You know, I'll play their music, see what the appeal is, see if it gets any traction, and then maybe I'll consider having them on as a guest. So for more information, make sure to log on to enterthesshell.com. There you'll have my contact information. You know, people sometimes slide in the DM right here on my Instagram, and as fun as that is, sometimes I just can't get all the information, or they'll send me a link and I can't link out to that. So make sure to, you know, contact me through the email. That's always a better way to do that. As we continue with our interview with the Vignottis, as we were briefly interrupted, but now we are back connected with them. So guys, I know we were experiencing some technical difficulties, but that's always something that's going to happen. So no worries. But yeah, it's
cool. Where did we leave off? What did you hear? What did
you it was perfect because you were just explaining, like literally just explaining how you guys got into the Recording Academy and the Grammy Academy as far as that. You were barely at the first question.
Oh.
So the second question was mainly how if we get influence, and what we were saying is basically that
the answer would be
not really.
No, I take it pretty seriously, and I like to listen to anything for consideration and vote for the integrity of the music. And is it different? Is it standing out? Is it making a mark? You get approached by people at this time of year to say, hey, you know, we could use your vote, but if I don't like the product or I don't feel it's worthy enough, I can't give my vote to it, you know?
The one thing important to know is that there's the big categories, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, all those ones.
Yeah, the big five.
Yeah, the big three, four, five, and definitely before the Grammy on the TV that you see, there is called the Premiere or Prix de l'Écast, and there's seven big Grammys that are given at that moment, and these are the ones mainly we vote, beside the four big ones, and that's where you get
that's super exciting.
Yeah, you listen to the music. Yeah. There's 70 Grammys, and these are small label, big label, independent. It's a mix of everything. So not really, we don't get too much influence. We listen.
That's great. You didn't say though how you got into the first question. How you did get into?
Our second album is what got us into the Academy. So we were fortunate enough to be able to get in, and we started from there. You know, it took some time. You know, because they do have criteria you have to meet, and we met the criteria and became voting members, you know, as artists, songwriters, and arrangers. Yeah. Producer is its own kind of separate entity.
Was that a very just parting moment? You know, did you feel like you were accepted in the music industry when that happened?
Well, it sure was exciting because we got, you know, we're kind of tired of watching the Grammys at home, you know. So to be able to participate here to Staples is fantastic.
We've been going since ever, but it's really interesting because the Grammys are half hour from us, from our house to the Staples Center. So it was kind of like, oh, from the couch to the seat was really interesting. You know, definitely exciting to see how it works. And yeah. Being part of a family, the recording family, it's very interesting. This year we submitted for the Grammy for our new album, so we're definitely hoping to win.
And of course, the new album you are talking about is Red, White, and Blue, Gypsy Billy Volume 4, which is out now. I always wondered, why did you decide to put volume numbers for these albums? That's always an interesting thing.
You know, the first one is called Birth of the Gypsy Billy. And that was the birth of our creation, of creating this genre. So then we wanted to do a second album, but I'm thinking, you know, we were both just kind of thinking, like, do we just want to call it something else? And we're like, no, let's set it up like a series. So I think it's going to be, we're going to carry on through our lives doing that. So even if, no matter what the next one's going to be called, we're going to tag it at the end of it as Volume 5, so that it's a collective work. And if you want to add stuff.
Yeah, the other reason too, Albert, is that one of our mentors is a scholastic philosophy philosopher in Japan named Daisaku Ikeda, and he wrote a series of volume called The Human Revolution. Not the human revolution. It's kind of like the changing of himself, ourself inside. And he has 30 volumes of those. And it's our mentor. And, you know, as mentor and protege, we like to follow the step of the people that, as much musically or in life, that basically give us, push us forward and catapult us forward. And so we read those volumes that he wrote, and we realized that every time there was one volume coming, we were excited about that. And that was in the span of 20, 25 years, he wrote those volumes. And so that's what we do. And I thought it was a good idea as well, because the people who stumbled on Volume 4 said, oh, there must be 1, 2,
exactly,
and 3.
Right.
And so they come back and get to know and get to discover more music. So it has a marketing purpose too, of course.
But also, when you have a mentor, a good mentor, the mentor wants you to exceed them. That's a good mentor or teacher. So he's done 30 volumes. We'd like to do at least 31.
Which would be very difficult.
That's funny. I think we're still experiencing a little bit of technical delay right here on Instagram Live. Something that happens every now and then. They're frozen. Not in time. I'm still there. They're sure doing everything. But let's see. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Just going through some more technical difficulties with these guys. You know. But that's them. I don't know what's happening. We'll continue with the show as we are still with them. I don't know what's happening, guys.
Yeah, we apologize.
It's
for
cool.
That.
I don't know. If it's our end or your end, I don't really know.
We greatly apologize. I'm so sorry.
It's cool. Don't worry about it. It's all part of life and
yes,
and going through everything.
We own it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I was a little late, because you guys are doing something that I'm starting to see a trend of, which is bands doing podcasts together. And I was listening to your last podcast.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. It really got to me because I was like, oh, man, this is interesting. Anytime a band has a podcast, I'm always interested into the dynamics of it and everything like that. And I was listening to the one about Unity. Okay. And, man, It's weird, and if I can just talk briefly, are you guys married, right? I'm assuming you guys are married.
Yes.
Right? But it's so funny because in the show, I feel like you guys don't know each other, but I think that's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that, too, Albert.
Yeah, so I didn't know if that was kind of like your guys' angle, or do you feel that you do know each other very well?
Extremely.
But
I think maybe it just naturally, when we get into that mode with the podcast, it's very much, you know, just because we're married doesn't mean we always have the same perspective or views. So I think it's very important for the two individuals to be able to speak and speak freely and what their take on something is. I don't know if you listened to the Obamas when they did the very first, like her intro podcast. I don't know. They were really cute together. You could totally tell they were a couple because they included those words in there as well. But we're so focused on the topic that, you know, we get into it and don't really pull that other aspect of of being married. I mean, at times we do. You probably listen to other ones and you could totally tell. But I think maybe on the Unity one, maybe not. I never really noticed.
Well, we're trying to help others and of course help ourselves, because it's by helping others that you help yourself. But we try to give insight on topics. And I think that if we approach as two human, separate human beings, wary or not, we are trying to having a dialogue. And I think the dialogue, like we're having with you right now, it's how we communicate and how we grow and how we learn from each other.
Exactly. And for more information, if you want to go check out their music or their podcast, which I recommend both, I also recommend their website, thevignatis.com. I'll have all the links on entertheshell.com for that. So go please check that out. One last thing on the podcast that I was – it was really intriguing. I really sunk myself into it, especially your perspective about being on a military base. I was in the Marine Corps, so like
Wow! So,
thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your patriotism. But there was a lot of aspects that you talked about that I never, like, it was just normal to me. You know, everything was normalized in there. And when you talk about living outside of the base and how that wasn't normalized, I never thought of that, you know, just because I was like, well, that's just the way things are, you know. And I think that's why I have a much more, global aspect of things and of humans. But I wanted to ask this question of just like, and I didn't finish because I had to, do the show. But how do you unify when we are now each becoming such niche people? You know, we're all just really diversifying ourselves and putting ourselves into these subcategories.
How do we unify?
With so much diversity and so much niche people that we're becoming. And I mean, I totally understand that. And the pandemic has not helped, because a lot of people are, us included, are very sequestered. We're still continuing on like this is March. We really don't go anywhere or do much. So it's been great for creativity, but not good for, socializing and that kind of thing. So I think the most important thing is to know that no matter what, people are suffering on some level, anywhere, always. And to find a common thread, to not divide, but to unite. No matter what, everybody is a person. Everyone is a human being that we encounter. Mm-hmm. We all have those things. Nobody is bigger or better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. We all just have different life experiences. Different capacities, that's true. That doesn't mean if someone has a higher capacity for something, means that they're superior. Doesn't mean that at all. Believe me, I learned a lot of things from teaching kids. I learned more from them than they learned from me. I can trust me on that one. But I think the ego plays a lot into dividing.
Some more technical difficulties. I'm so sorry about that. As we are really getting into some really great conversation right now with the Vignatis. Sorry about that.
Are you here?
Yeah. We're back. We're back. But
I love your glasses. I love your glasses, Albert.
Oh, thank you. Well, my on-air name is Turtle. So that's why I like to put on the glasses to just.
Little Turtle, that's awesome.
Yeah. So your question was, how do we use unity? I think I think the most important thing to know as human being is that our differences is what makes us strong, because we embrace our differences, and that's what makes us united. We all different, but we're all the same. So I think it's what's really important to know to create unity in a time like this is to understand that everybody's, like Tracy said, goes through suffering. And as well that we all interconnected from one to each other. For example, and the easy example that we all know is if you get something on your table, whether it's a rice or whether it's pasta or vegetable, you have how many people before it grows until it gets to your table? You have the shop, you have the people who grow it, you have the people who transport them, harvest them. So we're all interconnected for everything that we do. So we just need to embrace our unity and found out that the difference of others is what we have in common.
And I was going to mention something until I cut off. Maybe it was a blessing. But I think that a lot, when you see a lot of upheaval in people, and think about your own self, when you get angry about something, anger usually comes from your place of ego, your lesser self, and that you feel you are correct. So when I see someone get angry, there's positive anger and negative anger. But a lot of the negative anger that we're seeing is just because you're not like me. That person's not like me. I don't like it. It makes me angry. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got to check your ego at the door. In order for us to unite, we've got to be more accepting. It's mandatory. Compassion is in fashion.
Compassion and empathy as well. If I can just add to that.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for coming on and being a part of this experience right here on Instagram Live.
Of course.
The technical difficulties are difficulties, you know. Hopefully, I don't know if it's servers or what, but hopefully all that'll in the future be changed and this will be a much more seamless process. But before I let you go, wanted to talk to you about the last song that I'm going to play, which is New Direction. And I think this ties everything perfectly together. This song is all about a fresh start. And you can always start a fresh start in your life. And I really admire that. And not only that, but, you know, I know there's a rapper in there, too. Why did you choose a rapper to be a part of the song? At first, when I first like saw that there was a rapper, I'm like, what is going on here? You know, I have to admit, I questioned it. But then when I heard the song, I was like, okay, it works. And of course, you know, you guys are smarter than me. Of course, you know it's going to work. But you know, I had to question it of why that option.
Well, I think that we really wanted to experiment and stretch ourselves creatively. And what better way than to pull in that kind of modern angle? Aside from the beats, we wanted to pull in something that could really cross-pollinate some genres. So
I think the really reason is, as well, because we expose in LA to a lot of rap, with Kendrick and all the background of Snoop and NWA, the rap movement is so strong, and their words, the way they put it, and their message is so strong that because it's New Direction, and as well, it is a fact that the way they say it, the way we could never do that, it's a culture thing. And so we wanted to incorporate that culture. And as well with the movement that's going on now with BLM, which started, to me, 5 years ago when Colin Kaepernick put his knees on the floor. But that's another story. Bottom line, artistically, is because rap is a powerful tool to pass on a lot of information, and why not incorporating into our music, even if it's more like music based on the more country rockabilly or gypsy and not really urban music.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a poetry that's something I can't accomplish. I mean, not to my knowledge.
That's right.
You know, I mean, if you want that type of thing, you've got to go to the source and find someone who can deliver it.
There will be more. This rapper, his name is Toto Bliss, and he's an excellent, excellent rapper. Not known at all. But
he's super tall.
Super tall. And if we're planning to win the Grammy with that song too, and It would be fantastic because he will win too. And
yeah, that would be great. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. For more information, make sure to log on to their website, thevignatis.com. I'll have all the links to their website, their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram, and their YouTube. So make sure to go check out all the links that we have for them. And go and check out...
sorry.
It's cool. Red, White, and Blue Gypsy Billy Volume 4. Go check that out. I was just telling people about all your websites and your social medias
so
and where to find you guys all at. Of course, of course. It's the least I can do. I mean, I could do more, but this is the least. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime you want to talk to us, call us. And thank you so much for your seeking spirit. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you guys so much again. Lastly, I would like to leave with you guys. And I love that you guys are fearless when it comes to putting your music and yourself out there. I know a lot of people are afraid to do that, but you guys do that. And it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys found me. So... that means that you feel that your music is, in fact, worthy of being out there. And me, as a tastemaker, it's my responsibility to really help shape people's palates and music. And
just stay there.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But, you know, I was just saying that, that you know, as me as a tastemaker, it's up to me to help diversify people's palates in music. I always look at music as never like a nuisance, but as like, what can I learn from this? What can I gain from this? And when I, yeah,
that is a very noble mission you have, Albert. Definitely, man.
Turtle.
It's fine. I'm both.
It's a very noble mission because you like making discovering new people, new angle, and new ideas to the world.
Thank you so much, and we will I'll definitely email you after this. And when all this is over, I would just love to do a show, not virtually, but you know, in person, because I'm sure there's a lot that we can discuss from that. So thank you guys so much, and I'm gonna end the show here. But again, for more information, always log on to entertheshell.com so you can check out the links and all the other bands that are on the show. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Turtle.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. enough. Determination for an inner transformation. New days, new ways, elevation. Around the clock, straight molly whopping roadblocks. Can't stop, won't stop, focus, man. Let go with a pen and change your lane.